I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Syria right now is a place most every journalist fears to tread. More than 100 reporters have been killed during the past 2.5 years of war there, and more than 60 are being held hostage or missing. Hani Al-Sayed knows that reality well. Until last year, she was the host of Good Morning Syria, an edgy drive-time radio program with a strong following. But when the government of Bashar al-Assad began to doubt Al-Sayed's loyalty, she fled Damascus. Now she's in Washington, D.C., and she and other Syrian exiles have started their own network called Radio Syriali.
We are 20 people in the diaspora, and 8 of us are inside Syria. And we function over Skype. We have a studio where we don't prefer to mention in what country, but it's not in the United States. It's in the Middle East. We send our work, our recordings, to that main studio where they edit and upload everything. And the kind of programs that we're working on, you could say we're socially political. We're not political. We're not here to report on the death count and the mortar bombs. Everybody else is already doing that. What we're trying to do is really personal stories of what is going on in Syria. What do we do? How do we work together as Syrians and community building? We will be covering 40% of Syria, like Homs, Damascus, Hama, Idlib, Aleppo, Latakia, and Deir ez-Zor.
Can a Syrian who is not siding with either the government or the opposition, can they do their job effectively in Syria today?
First, you're threatened by the regime. And then now you're not only threatened by the regime, you're threatened by jihadists and Islamist groups that you don't know who's who anymore. We've had cases where two of our reporters, one who has been detained and thank God released, not by the regime, but by Islamist groups, and another that has been threatened and had to flee to Turkey. You know, with my experience in the past, you know, you are tired of being a puppet or a mouthpiece to a regime. You don't want to be doing the same with any opposition groups. You want to still be able to have your free, independent media, to be able to criticize all sides. This is what media is all about.
Well, let's talk about that, because, I mean, Radio Syriali, I mean, it's several steps of remove for you as a radio host. I mean, you were a high-profile journalist in Damascus until last year when you fled. You were the host of Good Morning Syria, one of the country's most listened to radio stations. I mean, before the uprising, were you pretty free to criticize the government?
We were getting there. We weren't pretty free. Look, this is not freedom for for the West. What we do is we compare with the past and we say, oh, all right, this is great. Oh, it's getting better.
Right. And then after the uprising started, what happened to the coverage?
No, I mean, the coverage changed because there's an elephant in the room. So any media outlet that is available in Syria, especially the popular ones, are definitely going to be depended on as, you know, you need to start promoting for the regime. You need to start saying that this is, you know, a terrorist attack. And everybody, whether it's this side or this side, want to label you as something. And waking up to that every day in the morning was the last thing I wanted to do.
So, Hani Al-Sayed, considering you wanted to kind of recapture those voices in Syria that were getting eclipsed, tell us about one or two Syrians whose voices you were able to share and any stories from them that kind of really surprised you.
There's a school that reopened in Deir ez-Zor. A few activists who decided, and they're from Deir ez-Zor, that, you know, we have to, you know, you can't leave kids with 2.5 years of no education. And they were able to open from first to sixth grade. And today I had the chance to talk to the principal of the school and a mother and a teacher and a child who goes to that school, which is called Isham School. And I spoke to the principal. He was telling me that it's freezing cold. These students come to their classrooms. They don't have jackets. He said it's okay to have a mortar bomb fall next to the school. We know how to deal with it. We start, you know, singing with the kids and making them forget that a mortar bomb just fell, and we continue class. But we can't do that when it's freezing cold. We don't have enough money to get heating into the schools. These people are suffering,
right. But
they still have a happy voice. They're determined. This is what we're always doing. We're trying to make people understand that these are people. Don't forget them. This is what Syriali goes out of its way to do via its programs.
Hani Al-Sayed, co-founder of Radio Syriali, a grassroots nonprofit online radio station dedicated to reaching Syrians in Syria. Thank you, Hani.
Thank you for having me on air today. Thank you. And thank you for everybody listening.